ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Paragould out on the floor. Mounts Home still getting their last second instructions from Coach Del Leonard. It will be Lady Bombers basketball to start this second half as they'll be moving right to left. Now both teams out on the floor. Kate Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline. And she will get it into Emma Martin between the circles. We are back underway. Martin dribbles to the left wing. Throws it back to Gilbert. Gilbert has up at the top. Now dribbles toward the right side. Try to give it to cutting Peyton Husky. Pass was knocked away. Stolen by Taylor Beasley. Seventh turnover against Mountain Home. Ball goes over to Benefield on the right side. Now up top to Zoe Beasley. Taylor Beasley has it on the left wing. She gets into Benefield in the paint. Hurd layup, no good. Ball knocked out, and a foul's going to be called on the rebound against Mountain Home. That is on Kyra Penn. That is her third personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. So she's going to – no, they're going to – no, so it is going to be Penn. Gilbert thought it was going, she's going to be the one subbing out, but it is going to be Penn taking a seat with her third foul. She's replaced by Ashton Yates. Benefield inbounds to Brinkgard on the right side. Brinkgard dribbles up to the top. Over to Taylor Beasley near the left corner. Down to Hollis. Another foul. A foul away from the ball on Addison Yates. That's her second personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home. We are 37 seconds into the second half. Taylor Beasley inbounds it to Hollis. On the low block, her layup no good. Gets her own rebound. She can't get the foul to go. And this time the rebound comes to Martin. Martin dribbles into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Has the ball on the right side. Gives it there to Husky. Husky dribbles up towards the top. Finds Foreman cutting into the lane. Going up for the layup. Off the glass and in. And it is a one-point game. Anna Grace Foreman now in double figures with 11 points. 7 minutes left to play in the third quarter. 23-22. Paragould on top. Brinkgard into the front court. Finds Zoe Beasley near the right elbow. Throws it to Brinkgard. Almost went out of bounds, but she's able to corral it. Now the ball's over with Taylor Beasley on the right wing. Down to Zoe Beasley on the low block. She goes up for the layup. No good. Ball's knocked around. She gets her own rebound. She goes back up with it. In and out. No good. And this time the rebound comes to Anna Grace Foreman. Mounts Home with the possession and a chance to take their first lead of the night. Emma Martin with the ball on the left side. 6.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. 23-22. Paragould leading it. Martin dribbles to the right wing. Throws it to Yates near the free throw line. Gives it to Foreman on the in the lane. Hurley up off the glass and in. And Mountain Home has their first lead of the night. 24-23, Lady Bombers leading it. 6:15 left to play in the third quarter. Brinkgard into the front court for the Lady Rams. Throws over to Benefield on the right side. Up top to Hollis. Over to Taylor Beasley on the left wing. She drills to the corner. Has the ball knocked away from her. Stolen by Emma Martin. Ninth turnover against Paragould. Emma Martin into the lane. Now kicks out to Husky for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Foreman. Foreman off the glass and in. And Jay Cook has seen enough. He wants a timeout. Anna Grace Foreman with 15 points. We'll break with 5:50 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Paragould 26-23. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Our Best Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal Housing Lender.
It is Perigold with the ball, and now a whistle, a stoppage of play. For what reason, I don't know. Okay, what that was, I'm not sure. But okay, but Perigold inbound on the near sideline, 5:46 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Perigold 26-23. Brengard into the front court for the Lady Rams. Throws over to Zoe Beasley. Now Taylor Beasley has it on the left wing. Back to Zoe Beasley near the elbow. She has up top. Now has the ball knocked away from her. Ball still loose. And Taylor Beasley throws it, and the ball goes. Well, that's the jump ball is going to be called, and it's going to be Perigold's ball on the possession arrow. Emma Martin checking back into the game for Mount Home. She came out during the timeout. She'll replace Leah Jackson. 5:22 left to play in the third quarter. Taylor Beasley inbounds it right in front of the Perigold bench as Mount Home up leads three. Here is Brengard with it. Dribbles over to the right side. Takes a screen from Zoe Beasley. Now goes down into the lane. Kicks out to Taylor Beasley. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Zoe Beasley. She puts it back up and in. First 2 points of the night for Zoe Beasley. 26-25, Lady Bombers leading it. A little over 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Martin into the front court for Mountain Home. Dribbling over toward the left side. Now goes back up between the circles. Now goes to the left side. Finds Foreman on the low block. Kicks up to Yates up top. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Addison Yates with 5 points. 29-25, Lady Bombers leading it. 4:35, let's play in the third quarter. Ball goes over to Zoe Beasley on the right elbow. And Brengard was not expecting the pass back to her. It goes out of bounds. And Mount Home's going to get it back on the unforced turnover. 10th turnover against the Lady Rams. 4:27 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home up by four. Martin with the ball on the right wing. Now drills up to the top. Gives it to Husky on the left side. Husky drills between the circles. Now ball goes over to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert looking to go down into the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked, and Perigold comes up with the ball. Here is Benfield with the ball on the right wing. Throws it over to Zoe Beasley near the free throw line. She's going to pull up for the jumper. It rolls around, will not go. And Addison Yates gets the rebound for the Lady Bombers. Yates tries to throw it to Husky. Pass was well wide of her. It goes out of bounds. An unforced turnover against Mountain Home. That is their eighth of the night. 3:51, let's play in the third quarter as Perigold will get the ball back. Mountain Home leads 29-25. Calissa Hall is going to check out of the game for the Lady Rams, replaced by Kelsey Dupuy. Brengard will walk the ball across the timeline for Perigold. Throws over to Benefield on the left side. Up top to Dupuy. Over to Brengard on the right. Up top to Dupuy. Dupuy drills to the elbow. Now kicks out on the wing to Benfield. Up top now to Zoe Beasley. Now Taylor Beasley has it on the right side. Up top to Benfield. Benfield drills over to the left. Now goes down to the low block. Now kicks out to Zoe Beasley. And a foul is going to be called. A reach and foul on Anna Grace Foreman. That is her second personal foul. Team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the second half. 3:17 left to play in the third quarter. Perigold with the ball. Mountain Home leading by four. Brengard will inbound it on the baseline. Gets in to Taylor Beasley. Dribbles to the elbow. Now goes near the low block. Kicks down the corner to Brengard. Brengard dribbling into the lane. Now kicks over to Benefield on the right side. Cross-court passes Taylor Beasley in the left corner. Down to Zoe Beasley on the low block. She puts up the shot over Foreman. Shot was blocked. A late foul call on Anna Grace Foreman on that shot block. That is her third personal foul. Team foul number four against the Lady Bombers. So with 3:03 left in the third quarter, it will be Zoe Beasley at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up, no good. Kyra Penn checking back in the game for Mountain Home as Anna Grace Foreman will take a seat with her third foul. And Penn's got three fouls as well, so she's going to have to be careful. Second shot for Zoe Beasley is good. She gets one of two. She now has 3 points. 29-26, back to a one-possession game. Mountain Home with the ball and the lead. Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Drills to the left wing. Trying to give it to Husky, but can't get it to her. Now it finally does up at the top. Husky takes a screen from Penn. Now kicks over to Martin on the left side. Up top now goes to Gilbert. Over to Husky on the right. Back up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to try for the long three-pointer. No good. Rebound knocked around. Controlled by Zoe Beasley. And back come the Lady Rams. Brent Guard walks the ball across the timeline for Paragould. Drills toward the right side. Throws up top to Benefield. Benefield dribbles to the left elbow. Kicks up top to Zoe Beasley. Over on the right wing, it goes to Brent Guard. Down to Taylor, up to top to Taylor Beasley. Over to Benefield on the left wing. Benefield going into the lane, going up for the layup. Off the glass, no good. And the rebound controlled by Kate Gilbert. Back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert into the lane, giving it to Yates for the easy layup. All by herself, good. Addison Yates with 7 points, and it's back to a two-possession lead. 31-26, Lady Bombers leading it. 1:48 left in the third quarter. Brent Guard into the front court, throws over to Taylor Beasley on the left side, up top to Zoe Beasley. Over to Brent Guard on the right. I'm sorry, Benefield. Her three-pointer goes in and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Yates. She'll throw it to Martin, and back comes Mountain Home. Emma Martin with it up top, drills to the right side. Now gives up top to Husky, back to Martin. Over to Husky. Husky's drilling down towards the lane, going up for the layup. Rolls around and goes in. Peyton Husky with her first 2 points of the night. 33-26, a three-possession lead. And Paragould's going to call another timeout. We'll break with 108 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Paragould 33-26. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Paragould taking their second time out of the night as the Mountain Home has gone up by 7, 33-26, our score with 108 left to play in the third quarter. Well, Mountain Home has really come alive in this period. Here is Brent Guard into the front court taking the inbound pass from Powell, who just checked in during the timeout. Katie Powell, that is. Here's Brent Guard drilling into the right corner. Now kicks out to Dupuy on the low block. Looks to make the move over. She gets the layup over Yates. Good. Kelsey Dupuy now with 6 points. 33-28, Mountain Home leading it. 43 seconds left. Here's Martin with it. And Mountain Home may hold for the last shot of the period. 35 seconds left as Martin's just holding the ball near the half court stripe. Hadn't even started dribbling yet. 25 seconds left. Martin still with the ball up there at the top. Now she's going to give it to Husky, who has it up at the top. 15 seconds left. Now Husky drills towards the right side. Tried to throw it to Martin. Ball is knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Paragould. And Mountain Home will inbound it on the far sideline with 10.5 seconds left. Yates will trigger the inbound pass near the corner. Looking to get it in, and her pass was stolen by Taylor Beasley. She's quickly back the other way, going up for the layup, off the glass and in. Taylor Beasley with 4 points. 2 seconds, Mountain Home with one more chance. The shotgun is blocked before the buzzer, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. After 24 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Paragould 33-30. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.